Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2715. You don't have to keep up with the Joneses when it comes to investing, by Kevin Ha of FinancialPanther.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get to today's post as we optimize your life. You don't have to keep up with the Joneses when it comes to investing, by Kevin Ha of FinancialPanther.com. My brother has a knack for making and saving money. At just 28 years old, he's managed to build up a sizable net worth. With his current pace, I suspect he can probably be financially independent by his mid-30s. What makes his net worth growth really astounding is that it pretty much happened by accident. While he's always been good at making and saving money, my brother has never been so good at actually knowing what to do with that money. For a long time, he put his money in a regular savings account. When he finally did start investing, his strategy was to walk into a random financial institution, give his money to some financial guy, and ask him to invest it for him. As you can probably guess, that money didn't end up in the best spots. The financial guy invested his money into expensive, actively traded mutual funds, which really didn't make much sense. Over the past few years, I've worked on educating my brother about the fundamentals of investing. Buy and hold, time in the market, keep costs low. These are all investing fundamentals that will get him to where he needs to be. He's now put his investments in a much better place than they were a few years ago. But every once in a while, my brother will ask me a question about some hot new stock or the latest cryptocurrency, or about some other weird investment that he heard about from a friend. I think there's a reason that these types of out-of-the-ordinary investments appeal to him. My brother actually has a lot of people around him that have hit it big investing in ways I don't recommend. I like to think of it as fancy investing. Basically, investing in stuff that's out of the mainstream or investing in extremely risky ways. One friend of his turned a few a few hundred thousand dollars into over $1 million by putting it all into Facebook stock many years ago. Another friend of his is sitting pretty on a $1 million house that his mom gave him and is now living off the money he made from investing in individual stocks. He has other friends with big positions in cryptocurrencies as well. Every time my brother brings up some new hot stock or a new weird investment vehicle, I remind him that investing doesn't have to be fancy. There's a temptation to keep up with the Joneses in many aspects of our lives. And when it comes to investing, there's a temptation to keep up with the Joneses there as well. But as I keep telling him, the great thing about investing is that you don't have to keep up with the Joneses. You can ignore the people around you and go at your own pace instead. When it comes to investing, ignore the Joneses. It's hard to avoid the appeal of fancy investing when you're surrounded by so many investing success stories. Do any Google search and you'll find hundreds of articles about people that have made it big investing in the latest meme stock or cryptocurrency. Some people have become millionaires overnight by investing in something weird. That's not to say that betting it all on one thing is inherently wrong. most people who make it really big have done so by betting big on one thing. Starting a business, getting an education, these are all big bets you're making on yourself. But these bets are a little bit different. You have more control over them compared to betting on a random stock or cryptocurrency. I often remind people that a lot of the success stories they see come from people in a completely different financial position than they might be. For example, my brother's friend who made over $1 million investing in Facebook stock is living a very comfortable life now. But when you dig deeper, it turns out he didn't have anything to worry about at all. His incredibly wealthy parents gave him the money to do whatever he wanted with. We know about his success, but if he had failed, it wouldn't have even mattered to him. When you see success like this, investing in passively managed index funds seems so boring. Not everyone has to earn the money they invested, though. When it's your money, you need to make sure you invest it correctly. Stick to the fundamentals. It'll get you where you need to go. My brother is already leagues ahead of most people his age. Keeping his investments boring will be enough for him to get to the promised land. He doesn't need a 10x stock or a big return on a cryptocurrency to make it. That's why I've been pushing him to stick to the fundamentals. Keep things low cost, invest consistently, and do it for the long term. Putting all of his money into a total stock market index fund, for example, should be enough to get him to where he wants to be. Investing in crazy things looks cool. It's easy to see people making tons of money from some weird investment and feel like you're missing out or are stupid for not doing it too. But don't let that knock you off your path. Stick to the fundamentals and let that money grow. You don't need to keep up with the Joneses. Let them invest in whatever crazy way they want. You and I can stick to our boring old fundamentals. You just listened to the post titled, "You Don't Have to Keep Up with the Joneses When It Comes to Investing," by Kevin Ha of FinancialPanther.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. This article reminds me of why I'm such a lazy investor. The goal of investing is not to beat the market. It's to reach a financial goal over time. And I can do that by matching the market. But even if my goal was to beat the market, the data shows that it's nearly impossible to consistently do that over the long term. The New York Times came out with an article recently discussing this. Out of 2,132 mutual funds designed to beat the market, not one actively managed stock or bond fund outperformed the market convincingly and regularly over the last 5 years. And the odds are even worse over longer periods of time. The article went on to say, quote, "The studies have found that most actively managed mutual funds do worse than their benchmark index, both over the long run and the vast majority of calendar years in the United States and elsewhere around the globe. For example, the last time the average active U.S. stock fund beat the S&P 500 stock index for a full calendar year was in 2009. And over a full 20-year period ending last December, fewer than 10% of active U.S. stock funds managed to beat their benchmarks, end quote. When you consider the higher expense ratios of actively managed funds or the amount of time and effort I could spend myself stock picking, the juice just isn't worth the squeeze, in my opinion. And that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.